Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. I'm recording this episode right in the heart of COVID lockdown. And during this time, as you know, I have been dedicating my podcast to finding ways and sharing things with you that I believe might help you in managing the stress and strain and pressure of it all, and the stress and strain and pressure that it's putting on our kids. And I know through my work, working with parents, that the kids are really, really struggling. They're stressed out. A lot of them are locking themselves in their rooms and not coming out for hours and days. And yet, as parents, we're always drawn to wondering what's wrong with them. Why are they behaving this way? And I talk a lot about behavior being like an iceberg, where what you see, the behaviors you see, is just the tip of the iceberg. And there's, you know, that's maybe a seventh of it. Six sevenths of it are beneath the surface, what we can't see. We can't see what's going on. So right now, with our kids and they're struggling, you know, they don't usually come in and say, "Mom, I'm really struggling. I'm finding this hard." They get caught up in waves of emotions that are, you know, pardon me, they're tumultuous, and they come and they go and they come and they go. And when they're caught in the middle of them, half the time I don't believe they even realize that they're caught up in them. But what happens is, in their moments where we don't know what's going on beneath the surface, what we see is an argumentative teenager maybe, or what we see is a whining toddler, or a 11-year-old that doesn't want to go for a walk with you, or a 16-year-old that won't come out of their room, or a 17-year-old that's gaming constantly. What we see is the behavior. What we don't see is them saying, "I am, you know, deeply grieving the loss of school and all school means to me." And when you think about it, most kids, you know, they enjoy going to school for the social aspect. They're not wild about the work side of it, the academic side of it. And their whole social lives have been robbed from them. They've been robbed from all of us. But as adults, we intellectually get it and we understand this is just part of it. But for kids, it's really, really hard for them. And they're grieving. They're in a state of grief. They've lost their friendships. They've lost all social engagements with their peers at school. They're missing their sports teams if they're playing in sports teams. They're missing just the interactions and camaraderie that goes with, you know, getting up in the morning and leaving the house and going to school. They're missing the independence because they're relatively independent when they go to school. They're kind of on their own. And so all of these things have been stripped from them. And what we're left with is a highly emotional child that doesn't show their emotions in the ways that we kind of expect. So I always look at behavior as a means of communication. And during these times, we have to be able to ride these emotional waves with them and not become triggered by them. So when they are rude or bolshy or obnoxious or quote unquote lazy, unmotivated, in their rooms, tired all the time, can't get out of bed, we can't react to that. And when we do question them, if we question them and they react to our question, we cannot take it personally. We have to be their punching bag. We have to be the place where they can deal their blows And the blows are accepted, the blows are absorbed, and the blows are not taken personally. You know, that this is exactly how they are going to play out their fear, play out their worries, play out the pressure. They're going to take it out on us. So we have to be the sounding block. We have to be the punching bag. And if every time they get their boxing gloves on and give us a jab and a poke, and we take it personally and we go down, then we're going to stand up and jab and poke them back. And it takes an adult within us, the adult self, to be able to stand up to it without retaliating to it, without becoming defensive to it. Because the minute we take it personally, we go into defense mode. We put up our armor, we get our boxing gloves up, and we jab and poke them back. And where does it go? It goes nowhere. And all because we've allowed ourselves to become reactive as a result of their behavior. And their behavior is just screaming out an unmet need to them. It's playing out, they're acting out the way they're feeling. And it's probably got little to do with you. So I wanted to just remind you of this, because I know in my life with the kids at home, the three of them at home, there's times where they're pretty obnoxious. I mean, just the other night, my 15-year-old was really being, he was just being vile. Nothing I said made him be pleasant. He just got more and more unpleasant. And I actually wasn't rising to the bait. I was just kind of sitting there. And it was almost like he just needed to get it out. So I sat there, I took it. At the end of it, I said, it's not very nice to speak to me like that, but, you know, I can't stop you, because you can't stop them. Short of putting duct tape on their mouths, you can't stop them. So you need to be there for them. That's when you need to be the detached, savvy mum. I've done podcasts on this. It's my acronym for how to support our kids through their emotional storm. And we have to be able to let go of our egos, detach from it, to access compassion with dignity and be empathetic towards them. We have to support them, acknowledge, accept, validate, let them vent, think about ourselves and how are we going to stay sane while we are the punching bag. We have to hold the space for our emotions and how we're feeling and not allow ourselves to become triggered, and hold the space for them. We have to mirror their feelings, observe and witness without getting triggered and judgmental and critical. And only if, once we've ridden the storm, only when they have calmed down somewhat, can we perhaps make a move to try and help them solve the problem or fix the situation. But there's a whole load of stuff we've got to do in the interim. And the one thing we have to do is we have to see ourselves as a place, a safe space for them to vent. See ourselves as the punching bag. Take those blows and know that it's helping your child. It's helping your child release the feelings they're feeling. And perhaps at a later date, you can get beneath the behavior and work out what it is they're feeling. We know what they're feeling. They just, they sometimes are unaware of it themselves. So the punching bags, we are. We have to take the blows. And when we do, and we don't take them personally, you will see the arguments will die down. And if they've been really rude and really dished you a good few left hooks, then you can always tell them at a later date, when they're calm and you're calm, that you don't appreciate the left hook. The right one maybe, but not the left. Add some humour into it, and hopefully that will help you show up less triggered and help you support them in their emotional storms. So if you've enjoyed this, please share it on Instagram, share it on Facebook. And if you've got friends and family who you know are struggling, most people are, share the episode with them. You can go into the iTunes, you can click on the URL and copy and paste it and send it to anyone you want. The more people that these messages reach, the more we will help everybody thrive during these times, these difficult times that we're all a part of right now. How long they'll go on, who knows? But as long as we can show up and support our kids and support ourselves, I believe that's the best thing we can do. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time, bye for now. that's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.